Fox Pop, leveling 16.
Tower to Bank, over 337.
337 for Bravo Fox Pop.
Hey, 3000, left turn, 110.
Roger that. We've got two guys talking, Podcast Network, ready for a takeoff.
Roger that, two guys talking, you are good to go.
Into the castle, ladies and gents. Sit down by this warm fire and warm your toes. Tonight's subject is entitled Zero Tolerance, a major attack on our collective common sense has quietly been conceived and implemented as we carried on our endless debates over abortion, gun control, crime, same-sex marriage, taxes, bad economy, war, liberal versus conservative, and so forth. While we all made sweeping, simplistic statements over coffee and cocktails on how to solve all of these social problems with our own version of a single magic bullet, our governments and institutions began to establish a framework within schools and many other organizations to ensure fair and ethical behavior for all. In other words, while most agreed that there was no single magic bullet to solve all of our problems, we will begin to implement this new one because it can't hurt and will help put us back on track. To ensure that it is easy to understand and to make it easy for others to copy as well, we will call this a program of zero tolerance. That means we will establish various straightforward, simple rules for our organization that everyone can understand. And at the end of the list of rules, we will close with, there will be no exceptions. Once this concept became accepted and understood, many of us jumped on the train and began to expand the idea to our everyday interactions as well. I mean, after all, it's much easier to apply tough decision-making when there's already a simple rule to guide you, right? No stress on you because a rule has already been written for it. We can proclaim our judgment on this issue and move on to something nicer like lunch or vacation planning. An interesting derivation of the zero tolerance emerged from this movement. This one is designed to allow judgments on all those around you while being able to disassociate yourself from any possibility of a wrong judgment. It's called One Aw Shit Cancels Out 10 Attaboys. No longer is it necessary to look at the big picture. Regardless of a long record of exemplary behavior from a friend or associate, if they screwed up once, that would be an aw shit. Then that's it for them. You close the book and move on to find new friends. Notably, it is more difficult to apply this concept toward family members, but for a true believer, it can be done. Unfortunately, there's a downside to this world of black and white with no shades of gray ever. We are beginning to see the results of some major applications of zero tolerance, and well, they just don't seem to confirm that it works right. We have ended up with situations that create the possibility of an exception where there aren't supposed to be any. For example, a third grade girl gets an 8-day suspension from school for bringing a dinosaur-shaped squirt gun to school. No guns of any kind allowed. A sophomore girl gets expelled for having Midol in her purse. No drugs of any kind allowed. A valedictorian doesn't get to make his speech to the graduating class because of a forgotten Swiss Army knife in his backpack. No knives of any kind. These types of gray situations create major stress because they require additional thinking and the application of common sense from the ruling authorities, the very things that establishing the rules was supposed to prevent. As long as we follow the rules, we won't risk making an error in judgment, right? As we expand this mantra of zero tolerance into our interaction with others, we can then find others guilty of terrible wrongheadedness on a particular subject and reject them as a friend right then, regardless of how many previous pleasant agreements may have been shared. This because of the application of the one aw shit rule, which of course can't have any exceptions, right? For the graduates of all things black or white school thought, there is of course a downside or two. You may look up one day and find that after a lifetime of applying the this person doesn't measure up rules, you have zero friends in return for your zero tolerance philosophy. And just as painful, you discovered that you yourself committed an aw shit or two on someone. Did they cancel your friendship? Or maybe you caught a break. Wasn't it fortunate that they weren't truly zero tolerance folks, eh? I suppose you could apply your own rigid, uncompromising way of thinking and cancel the relationship yourself. I mean, you would at least protect someone you thought well of from being subjected to your aw shit, right? It's the least you can do to protect the rest of us from errors that you make and someone fails to make final judgment on you for them. Surely they must be aware that you don't often do an aw shit, and when you do one, it's just an accident, unlike the other transgressors. Didn't really mean it, right? But then, wouldn't that be an exception to the rule?